What a lovely track right here on Smile 90.4 FM. It's Tuesday, which means I am chatting with Tienus Jansen van Rensburg, the bearded wonder, as I like to call him. He's here from Bandwidth Blog, and he's about to chat to us all things science and tech. Tienus, welcome.
Thank you.
Today we are chatting about something that is much needed, an actual competitor for Uber in South Africa.
And a South African company.
Okay.
Yes, you're right. So we've got Uber. There's some other options, very small kind of localized options. And then we've got something like Bolt, which is also international, but the service is, I'll leave it up to you.
Yeah, the service seems very local. I don't know. Like, it seems like that home affairs queue level service.
It's very strange. The car that I was supposed to get was like a small black hatchback, and the driver pitched up there with a massive Fortuna, and it was like 20 years old. It was the strangest experience. But anyway, there's a South African company now saying that what South Africans need in this ride-hailing service world is something that is safe, obviously, especially, you know, we've heard the horror stories of Ubers going to the airport or getting lost in a strange neighborhood and being hijacked. We've all heard these stories.
Yeah.
So they're focused on safe and rider comfort. They've just launched. It's called Secure Express. They want to kind of set themselves apart from Uber in a couple of key ways, especially in South Africa. They're focused on South Africa, launching in Joburg first, and then soon we'll see them in Pretoria, Durban, Cape Town. Who knows how quickly they'll continue to roll out. They said that their number one priority is the customer's comfort and safety. Every ride is monitored in real time, kind of like you do have with Uber, but that's just on Google Maps, and you know, it's not necessarily linked directly to an Uber control center, right? So that's what they want to do. So they've got a command center up in Joburg, and it tracks everything in live time so that it avoids like high risk areas, even if the GPS says that's maybe the fastest route. They're saying that most Uber cars, especially, you know, the kind of more affordable options, which is where they want to play, is rundown vehicles. It's not the best of quality, not very comfortable. So they want to focus on that. And they say their vehicles are going to have free Wi-Fi. There will be like a pre-selected radio station list that the rider can choose. So there's a bunch of kind of creature comfort, really, that they're looking at. Then lastly, they just want to make sure that the airport pickups and drop-offs are you know, on time and safe and not surcharged like the other e-hailing services are. And they said it's going to be a flat rate of 15 rand per kilometer. So maybe slightly more expensive than something like Uber, but if you've got all these other creature comforts, maybe it's, you know, a pretty good deal for most people.
I think in South Africa, safety is, you know, of paramount importance. That will probably be the one you want to go for. Maybe if you're a student and your life is not as valuable to yourself, then you'll go for other cheaper option. But I mean, this kind of offering, at least there's an option, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And it's great to have a South African homegrown company now actually playing in this space, because it's a massive market in South Africa, right? Mm. It's just, we've never had a business in South Africa that really wanted to compete and play in that space. And it's good to see. As we know, like, Uber is ubiquitous. It's everywhere. Just the other day, they launched Uber Safari, which is quite an interesting proposition. Like
3.5 each. 3.5 per
person. From Cape Town to a killer game reserve. Mm. Seems like a pretty interesting proposition, but that's obviously geared more towards the tourists that are coming to Cape Town. And
it's part of that international offering that Uber's doing now. I think it's just a marketing thing, you know, like Uber Boat. You said you saw that
in London. Yeah. On the Thames, this massive ferry that's Uber Boat that you can use at any given time.
And then the one I love is Uber Balloon, which is in Cappadocia in Turkey, where you just...
That must be nice.
Use your app and... hail a balloon. Just I'm the guy over here with the red t-shirt. Just flash your lights at me. Oh no, you don't have lights.
And then we had Uber Chopper in Cape Town, if you'll remember, a while back, and it was from the waterfront, and it would kind of fly around the peninsula, kind of just a normal, you know, tourist flight.
Yeah,
And you could do that through Uber as well. So they've got a bunch of interesting ideas.
Yeah, well, it's interesting to see what they do just to keep the offering alive. But let's see what this other company can do to sort of understand the market and make sure that it's a safer space.
Yeah, exactly. Let's hope it competes and competes well so that we've got a local option.
And we'll chat to you again next week. We're returning to the music right after these. This is Smile 90.4 FM.